The consequences were swift. Matt went to prison for 11 months. He lost his career and fiance. He now works a job in construction that he says he hates. As Matt recounts his story, Jennifer cuts in to ask him how he justified having a sexual conversation with a teenager in the first place. "I thought, at least I'm not touching her," Matt says. "I didn't think of a 14-year-old as a child. I thought of myself at that age being highly sexualized. I thought everyone was, or at least everyone was pretending to be." "Okay, stop," Jennifer interrupts. "That's a cognitive distortion right there." A sex offender, Jennifer later explains, often commits a crime by rationalizing it in some way. "She wanted it," or "my needs mattered more than hers." They convince themselves that a false notion is true, a cognitive distortion. Therapists' work often consists of challenging their clients' false beliefs and encouraging them to develop a more realistic view of the world. There isn't one standard method for treating sex offenders, but many experts have come to agree that identifying motivations and thought patterns is essential. Still, some therapists favor a much more confrontational method. "I saw treatment providers shaming and demeaning people and literally having people get on their knees and say, 'I'm screwed up, I'm screwed up, I'm screwed up,'" Cheryl says. "I would much rather reach out my hand and say, 'Let's talk about how screwed up you are.'" Recent research published by the American Public Health Association suggests that focusing on punishments rather than positive goals can actually increase the chance of recidivism. In 2006, the Department of Justice endorsed more progressive methods such as the Good Lives model, which aims to teach people how to fulfill their emotional and physical needs without hurting others. That includes challenging sexist behaviors and skewed social views that lead them to hurt other people. In one group session, Cheryl and Jennifer pose a scenario meant to do just that. A man walks into an office, and a female receptionist smiles at him. Should he ask her out on a date? 2 50-something men in the group say they've always assumed every time a woman smiles or wears a short skirt, she's coming on to them. One of the men, in his early 30s, argues that the receptionist has to be friendly to do her job. Jennifer points out that the receptionist is in an impossible position. If a valued customer hits on her, she may feel that she'll be fired if she rejects him.